Help us, Lord, to stop any and all judgment of another soul in its tracks, no matter how difficult it is to see past the planks in our own eyes, and look through the grace and mercy of yours. Help us look for you in these souls that trouble our own. And if we cannot see you yet, help us picture what that soul will look like after you have healed, cleansed, and transformed their soul. Let us partner with you in prayer for them, and then stand back and watch with amazement the heavenly transformation only you can bring to every single one of us. Amen. Claire, Ezekiel, and the whole team are busy these past few days, actually moving to the refuge. And the Lord has instructed us to bring some of Ezekiel's chronicles until they are fully settled and functioning again. This was a letter that Ezekiel had begun writing, a journal entry, so to speak. Ezekiel began, "Hi again, Lord. I am just touching in to talk to you after the food bank work is done this Thursday afternoon." "Wow, that's strange. I've just looked up at the clock, and it's exactly 3:15, which is the same time you sat me down yesterday and asked me to speak my heart to you. Gee, I guess Graham Cook was right when he said to intentionally look for God to do something special each day. I guess he really got that right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much." He took a brief break then for the food bank inspectors that were coming, and then sat down to continue his letter. Nice people. They couldn't seem to get their car into the drive, of course. Immediately, I thought it was because of a certain elderly lady who usually sits with her chair in the drive and doesn't seem to notice when people need to pull their cars in. I was planning on talking to her about that. However, it was not that at all. Another family had pulled their car into the drive a few moments before the inspectors arrived. Here I go again. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Oh, but this horrid judgment of mine. You just spoke to me about this yesterday, and already I have seen myself at least 3 times today, very quickly judging someone in my thoughts. By your saving grace, you helped me catch and stop some before they had a chance to fully form, and then helped me immediately repent of and renounce my thoughts. You also reminded me to bless each person I had begun to judge. Jesus, please, what am I to do with this damaging vice? Jesus replied, "First of all, give it to me. Give all of it to me. I am the only one who can withstand the onslaught of the enemy when he projects his poison into your mind. And what is his purpose in causing judgment? To divide my body. To keep you back from a completely pure and strong relationship with me. He knows that when you see you have failed, the very next suggestion from him will be an avalanche of guilt and condemnation. Next, he will persuade you to hide your face and turn away from me in shame and defeat. Do not listen to him. As you did today, quickly repent and renounce his whisperings, admitting your own flesh in the matter. However, there is an antidote for judgment. First and foremost, see the sins and shortcomings that are always so much of your own character. And along with that, argue for the person's virtues that you are tempted to judge. There are always things in each life that are of good quality. Even if you seem not to be able to find these, begin to picture them in your heart and mind as totally changed by my grace. Imagine to yourself that person or persons with a holy countenance about them, gentle, meek, kind, and loving. Imagine me in them and the wonderful change that my love will bring about in lives, just as it was with you. This is a very effective and practical exercise, and it will cause you to thank me again for my transforming grace. And that was the end of Ezekiel's chronicle. And I would ask you, heart dwellers, to please pray for Ezekiel, for Claire, for all the members of the refuge. There is snow up there. It's cold. There is still opposition from a lot of different places towards them. And they need all of our prayers. Thank you so much for being there for all of us. May you have a blessed day today.